It matters not. That I had slept too long on a morning when I knew Ibian would come to inspect the barns and stables was my fault. I had sat up alone last night, watching stars shoot across the sky, when I should have been sleeping. I heard the master's voice drawing close, and touched Mijai's thin arm before I hurried out to the pens. Ibian owned 500 sheep and 200 goats, as well as some cows, mules, oxen, and onagers. One of his businesses was the buying and selling of beasts, so the number occupying the pens and stalls constantly changed. My morning task was to check the sheep pens and see that no lambs had been dropped or injured during the night. In winter, I hated going into the pens, for I always found too many of the early births had expired from the cold or been trampled to death. Now that it was almost spring, I would have to be more vigilant. The fat ewes would begin dropping their lambs by the dozen each night. The sheep pen smelled much worse than the barn, and the ground beneath my bare feet was slick with manure. Many of the sheep needed their hooves cut back and cleaned out, for they had grown over, but that wouldn't be done until they were sold. Their wool was thick and greasy to the touch, and their dark, narrow heads turned to look at me as I waded through them. I saw one of the ewes by the fence standing as far from the herd as she could manage in the confines of the pen. A stringy, wet mass was hanging from beneath her chubby tail, the afterbirth that spilled from her after dropping the lamb that lay curled on the ground beneath her. The lamb was at suck, and the ewe lowered her head as I approached, but I didn't disturb them. If I tried to take the lamb now, the ewe would charge me. Instead, I watched the little one have his first meal. I'd never known my own mother, so such things drew me.
"Girl," Ibian strode toward me, driving the sheep out of his way. "Why do you idle there?"
I bowed my head. "It is a new lamb, Adon."
"Yes, yes, I can see that." He clouted the side of my head with his fist. "Why do you not carry it to the lamb pen?"
I cringed and pressed my fingers to my throbbing ear. "It is nursing, Adon."
Ibian reached down, tore the lamb from its mother, and shoved it into my arms. "Now it is not. Take it." The ewe reacted strongly to this intrusion by charging Ibian. The master caught her by the neck and spun her around, flinging her into the fence. She lay there, stunned and unmoving.
"If she does not rise to go to graze, have one of the shepherds cut her throat," Ibian told me before he stalked out of the pen.
"Yes, Adon."